Hello, this is Jay Flannery, the Beef for Beef's World, powered and fueled by MDN. Today, we're doing an NFL draft review. Obviously, an interesting weekend, the 3 days. As we talked about before this draft, this was not a great draft. Most teams in the league did not have 32 first-round draft pick grades. I know there are 31 picks, but the Dolphins forfeited the first-round pick for the tampering stuff, but most of the teams in the league had low end around 10 to 12 to 15 first round player grades. And there weren't a lot of high level impact position player high grades. When I say impact positions, the four biggest impactful positions in the NFL in 2023 are left tackle, quarterback, corner, and pass rusher. There wasn't an Aiden Hutchinson or a Bosa or Chase Young in this draft. There wasn't a Trent Williams, Orlando Pace, Tony Boselli, Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence, Peyton Manning. There weren't one of those guys or Deion Sanders, Jalen Ramsey. But there are effective players. And I think what the Lions did is a really good example. The Lions had some needs. They filled them with guys who were rated very high at those positions, Jamar Gibbs and Campbell, the middle linebacker from Iowa. Then you have other teams that reach for positions such as quarterback, Anthony Richardson and Stroud and Levis and all these guys, and Bryce Young. For the most part, I think Bryce Young is pretty established. His problem is he's short. His numbers and projections and performance is very good. Stroud is kind of a mixed bag. The other guys are all projects. Particularly Anthony Richardson has got a lot of ability. Levis is a tough evaluation because his team kind of decayed in front of him. Very similar to what Josh Allen and Jordan Love went through in college. But I think a big part of what Levis is going to be helped is going to Mike Vrabel, where he's got Malik Willis and Tannehill ahead of him, is guys going to what I call good neighborhoods. And you look at the 2018 draft with, Baker Mayfield and Darnold and all those guys that are just flamed out, Josh Rosen. And then you look at Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, who dropped and went to better situations. So I think that's a big part of things. But again, I mean, look at a team like the Lions, filling needs, or up-and-coming team. The Philadelphia Eagles, which is just crazy right now with the, they've become the Georgia Bulldogs North the last 2 years with the four players last year was N'Kobe Dean and, Jordan Davis, and now they got Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith. So, obviously, through their trading, and Howie Roseman doing a really good job with managing assets, they were able to add, really good speed and defense to a really good offensive team that's really set up now. They added DeAndre Swift to basically replace Miles Sanders, and they rotate a lot of backs, and they have as good an offensive line as there is in the league. But if you look at them, Seattle, I thought had a really good draft with what they did. They added elements all over their team. I liked what they did. Hold on, I'm looking it up. Hold on. I know this is fascinating podcast with me. I know Seattle's team here. Yeah, Devin Witherspoon, Smith Ajobia, Elite corner, wide receiver, Derek Hall. They needed an upgrade pass rush. Zach Charbonnet, another rotation back. My man, two Michigan guys, Mike Morris, hybrid DN, outside linebacker, really fit on the elephant position for Pete Carroll's defense. And Ole, the center for Michigan. Obviously, I mentioned Philly. I thought the New York Giants had a good draft. Deontay Banks, they added a center. They got a bigger receiver in Jalen Hyatt. John Michael Schmitz, the center. Offensive line is an area the Giants have looked at. Obviously, Arizona, I thought, did really well in the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans, just need players and talent. So they put together a bunch of their picks and moved up and got, you know, a lot of people viewed as maybe the best quarterback and the best defensive prospect in the draft back to back. You know, how you get credibility back to your team is you add stars and, you know, hey, go buy a jersey. You know, and they also added some offensive linemen and center and Juice Scruggs from Penn State. Nathaniel Dell is a really good slot. I mean, their draft, here's a good rule. If I know who all your players are, you draft, it's usually a good sign. Dalen Horton, who had a big game against Michigan in the bowl game, the playoff game, hybrid rusher, DN guy. Jared Patterson, they got two centers. Xavier Hutchinson, big wide receiver from Iowa State, and Harry Taylor, the middle backer from Alabama. Just as another team, I thought Cincinnati Bengals had a good draft. They have only a couple specific holes, and they want to fill. You know, they got, mostly defensively, added three guys on all levels of their defense. Niles Murphy from Clemson, DJ Turner, who ran a great 40 from Michigan, the corner, and Jordan Battle, the Alabama hybrid safety, really good player. Charlie Jones, very underrated player. Purdue and Iowa, wide receiver. Chase Brown might have been one of the top two or three running backs in the Big Ten. One of the things that's really cool in this draft, you know, you had 5 to 6 rookie punters and kickers drafted, which is unheard of. You know, my two guys from Michigan, Brad Robbins and Money Mooney, the kicker. So it's cool. I mean, that's a really cool thing. And the cool thing for Robbins is he gets to stay local, going to Cincinnati with his family. But also, Money Moody going to 49ers, really good team. That's Kathy's favorite team. She's been posting and talking about it, loves it. I also think, as far as Bryce Young going to Carolina, it's a really good place for him because I like Frank Reich as an offensive coach. They have some good players in place. They need to upgrade their passing game, obviously, but they have some good players on defense. You know, just brought Derek Brown back and Brian Burns and, you know, some good young players on defense. So I think that's a good place for him. Just some odd and ends to look at that I think are really interesting as far as the draft goes. Two different college teams had 10 players drafted over the weekend. Take a wild guess. So you might have said Alabama and Georgia. You are correct. The Miami Dolphins only had 4 picks in this draft. Talk about a team that's going for it right now. And the LA Rams, total rebuild. But, man, I thought they had a good draft. 14 guys. 14 guys. And they needed meat and potatoes, guys. They have Aaron Donald. They have, Aaron Donald and Cooper Kupp. And Stafford's still good. But when you look at their team, they added some really good meat and potatoes guys, like I said. Offensive lineman, Steve Avila, TCU. DN from Tennessee, Bryan Young. Stetson Bennett, another offensive lineman, Warren McClendon. Davis Allen from Clemson. They drafted the punter, Evan Evans from Wingate. Zach Evans, running back. I mean, they got good players everywhere. And, you know, another thing the Bears did, I can't emphasize this enough because they're trying to help out Justin Fields. Because they clearly made their decision to stay with Justin Fields. And I actually think Justin Fields is pretty good. But one of the things I thought they did really well, they used their draft. And they got 4 picks in the top 65. And they drafted Darnell Wright, the tackle from Tennessee. So you need to know about Darnell Wright. When they played Alabama, when Tennessee played Alabama, he kicked Willie Anderson's ass. Willie Anderson didn't even show up. So they addressed big-time tackle position. Their offensive line by the year last year, by the way, was pretty good. They kind of figured things out. But they added some defense then, you know. Defensive tackle from Florida, Jerron Dexter, Tariq Stevenson, the corner from Miami, big kid. Another defensive tackle from South Carolina. I like SEC D linemen. They're used to physical power plays. Then they got Field some help. Rishon Johnson, untapped potential guy running back. Tyler Scott, Cincinnati. Then Penny Sewell's kid brother, linebacker from Oregon. And Terrell Smith, corner from Minnesota. Travis Bell and Kendall Williamson. But they had a good draft. I really liked what the Bears did. PFF gave him a B+. But, you know, in general, simple with the draft. you know, different friends of mine have talked about this. You combine the draft in free agency, and suppose the draft doesn't have a lot of good safeties in it. You get some safeties in free agency, and vice versa. Because remember, in general, free agency is more expensive than the draft, for obvious reason, because the draft is cost efficient. You know what a fifth rounder is going to cost and so forth. It's bidding war in free agency, so always remember that. But for the most part, I think almost every team in the league is going to feel good about themselves. I mean, in all honesty, you know, I mentioned Cathy's team, the 49ers. They are kind of like the Rams, but for a different reason. The Rams are meat and potatoes. We need a lot of picks. The 49ers don't need a lot of picks because their lineup is pretty secure. Obviously, the quarterback situation is kind of weird, but they were able to draft a kicker in the third round, address adding a big-time safety to help their secondary, which is kind of the weakness of their defense. But then they got an upside potential guy in Camarledo, the tight end, to pair from Alabama, to pair with George Kittle. So I think it's really interesting. They added some, you know, athletes and run-around guys because that's what John Lynch likes. So, you know, I like what they did, just adding specific things and needs that they need to play. And then you develop and you build your depth and, you know, some more run-around-and-chase guys on defense. But that Seattle team, really a great point. Rebuilding your team off the Russell Wilson thing. And obviously they hit on Geno Smith, which isn't high probability that you're going to get a street free agent guy who hasn't, you know, played in the league in a couple of years and, you know, got washed out on the Jets. But, you know, it is what it is. I thought that team's really coming. Arizona's, you know, falling off the face of the earth, and they got to deal with Kyler Murray being hurt. But also the, you know, situation where they're at with the Rams falling off too. So it's going to be Seattle and the 49ers back in, you know, it was when Harbaugh was there, Richard Sherman, Russell Wilson, and, you know, and Colin Kaepernick. So there you go. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed the draft. We'll have more updates as things go on. I expect some veteran cuts and trades post-draft here in the next week or so. But and teams are in OTAs and so forth. I've seen videos of Aaron Rodgers working out with the Jets receivers and so forth. So it's good to see. Again, this is Jay Flannelly, the Beeve, for Beeve Roll, powered and fueled by the M-Den. LFG, baby.